Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹, 早晨.
Thank the Lord for the opportunity to stand before you again.
感謝主可以再有次機會喺弟兄姊妹面前交通.
Will you please turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 10?
我們請打開聖經約翰福音第10章.
Gospel of John, chapter 10.
約翰福音第10章.
We'll read from verses 1 through 18 this morning.
我们今朝是读约翰福音第十章第一至十八节.
Verse 1.
第一节.
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbs up some other way, he's a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. When he puts forth all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. And a stranger, they simply will not follow, but will flee from him, because they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus spoke to them, but they did not understand what those things were which he had been saying to them. Jesus therefore said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep do not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and might have it abundantly.
我们第一第十章第一至十节，我实在在地告诉你们，人进羊圈不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。从门进去的才是羊的牧人，看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名字叫自己的羊。 把羊领出来，既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音，羊不跟着生人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。耶稣将这比喻告诉他们，但他们不明白所说的是什么意思。所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门。 凡在我以先来的都是贼，是强盗。羊却不听他们。我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是叫羊得生命，且得，并且得的更丰盛。
Verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hireling and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, beholds the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hireling and is not concerned about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall become one flock with one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father.
第十一节, 我是好牧人, 好牧人为羊舍命, 若是故工, 不是牧人, 羊也不是他自己的, 他看见狼来, 就撇下羊逃走, 狼抓住羊, 赶散了羊群, 故工逃走, 因他是故工, 并不顾念羊, 我是好牧人, 我认识我的羊, 我的羊也认识我, 正如父认识我, 我也认识父一样, 并且我为羊舍命, 我另外有羊, 不是这眷侣的, 我必须领他们来, 他们也要听我的声音, 并且要合成一群, 归一个牧人了, 我父爱我, 因我将名舍去, 好再取回来, 没有人夺我的名去, 是我自己舍的, 我有权柄写了, 也有权柄取回来, 这是我从父所受的命令。
Now let's just come back to the Lord in a word of prayer.
我们再一次低头在父面前祈祷。
Father, we thank you for this morning that you give to us, that we can come in your house to worship you.
父，我们感谢你, 赐我们今天的早上, 我们到你自己的家中可以来敬拜你。
And we thank you for the opportunity to look into your words and to study.
我们多谢你给我们机会可以读你自己的话语, 可以查考。
We pray that your Spirit might lead us this morning.
我们求你自己的圣灵来带领我们,
that we may be able to hear thy voice.
我们可以听到你自己的声音。
Lead us back into thy righteousness.
领我们进入你自己的公义。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. And this morning I'd like to continue in on my sharing about our Lord Jesus and who he is.
我今朝想和弟兄姊妹继续交通关于主耶稣和他自己我是。
In the Gospel of John, he describes himself as the I am.
在约翰福音里，主耶稣称自己为我是。
He is the eternal, unchanging God.
他是那一位永远不改变的神。
Who's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
昨天、今天、永远，他是永不改变。
He describes himself as the I am seven different times in the Gospel of John.
主在约翰福音称自己为我是七次。
He says that I am the bread of life.
主说我是生命的粮。
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
Here in chapter 10, he says, I am the door of the sheep.
第十章这里他说我是羊的门。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
He also goes on to say, I am the resurrection and the life.
继续主耶稣说我是复活，我是生命。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
生命也在我，我是真理、道路、生命。
And I am the vine.
我是真葡萄树。
This morning, of course, the two that we are looking at is I am the door of the sheep.
今天我想交通的就是主说我是羊的门。
And I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
The concept of the good shepherd is a very endearing concept.
这个思想说我是好牧人对我们来讲是很亲切的。
It's something that touches our hearts.
真是摸得着我们的心。
Because it conjures up thoughts of security, of comfort, of warmth.
因为我们想到主是我们的好牧人，我们就感觉到知道有保护、有温暖，还有他所供应的。
And I think it's still strange to think that we can still so well identify with this metaphor of the good shepherd.
或者在这个世界现在的年代，我们觉得很奇怪，我们都仍然可以联想到跟得上这个比喻，说主是我们的好牧人。
Because we live in a very industrial, a very technological age.
因为当我们住在这个世界这一世代呢，就很多都是很先进的科技。
So far removed from our agricultural past.
对于我们以前是农业的世代是很大的分别。
Yet if we were to ask almost any believer, they'll tell you that they can identify with the good shepherd.
不过当我们问这个问题，所有信主的人说主是我们的好牧人，我们都很容易可以去领会。
That this is something that they hold close and dear to their hearts.
因为这个感觉对我们每一个信主的人都是很亲切。
And maybe that's so because from the time we're children, we learn about the good shepherd.
因为或者我们成长当中已经认识到主是我们的好牧人。
For those of us who've had the privilege of being upstairs in the children's ministry, we sing songs about the good shepherd.
或者有弟兄姊妹是带领儿童的聚会，我们都是唱这些类型的诗歌，主是我们的好牧人。
We hear stories about the good shepherds. We remember our sister Trini pulling out those felts of the sheep and the shepherd.
我们教儿童的都是用那些公仔来讲述这个故事，说主是我们的好牧人，将这些公仔贴上去那个板那里。
Okay, I'm not so old that I've forgotten that. I actually didn't go to children's ministry here, but I remember seeing these felts.
虽然我不是在这当中长大，在儿童聚会长大，不过我都不是太年老，所以我都记得起讲述这些教儿童的故事。
And of course, I remember my kids coming home with the crafts of the sheep and all those cotton balls around the sheep.
当然我还记得我那几个仔，他们回家，他们所做的手工都是有羊在很多棉花来整的羊。
Well, certainly, even if you didn't go to children's ministry here, the concept of the good shepherd is something that we can identify with.
或者我们都没有在这里上过儿童的主人学，不过我们都很容易理解到主是我们的好牧人。
Most of us know well and have memorized Psalm 23.
我们都很熟悉诗篇23篇。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
主是我的牧者，我不至于缺乏。
Now next to John 3:16, this was actually the second Bible verse that I had memorized as a child.
除了约翰福音第三章第十六节，这个诗篇23章就是我第二节是会背的。
And it's a verse that I think many hold on to all throughout their lives.
我相信这一诗篇23篇都是我们随我们一生都是很找紧的。
From the time that they first believe in the Lord.
当我们初信主的时候。
All the way until that time when they are ready to meet the Lord.
到我们要与主面对面，我们都是找紧诗篇23篇。
We hold on to this concept of the good shepherd.
我们真的很找紧这个思想，我们知道主是我们的好牧人。
But what is far less popular is the concept of the door of the sheep.
或者比較冇咁熟悉，或者我哋就冇咁認識嘅，就係主話我係羊的門。
These seven I am statements, the door of the sheep is probably the least recognized.
當我講話主喺約翰福音講過七次我是，或者呢個主稱我是羊的門，比較冇咁熟悉嘅。
I would venture to guess that if I were to ask half of you, if I were to ask you about who the Lord is, this would not be one description that you would come back and reply.
若然我問弟兄姊妹話主稱我是，咁弟兄姊妹知道嘅所有主稱我是嘅弟兄姊妹，或許唔會記得主稱過自己為我是羊的門。
Because the thought of the door or the door of the sheep is a rather plain image.
因為呢個思想或者比較普通，主話我是羊的門。It's
rather ordinary and even impersonal and cold.
或者呢個咁嘅名稱係比較冇咁熟悉，或者冇咁親切。But
when we take the time to look at it, we see that there's actually great meaning.
不過當我哋去思考主稱自己話我是羊的門，我哋知道好有深嘅意思。The
door is something that we use very regularly.
呢道門呢，其實我哋每日都會用。
Is something that you use at least four times this morning before coming here, or as you've come into here.
我諗我哋進入呢一棟樓之前都用過四道門。
When you got up this morning before coming here, you walked out of your door.
當我哋起身，我哋出咗自己門口嗰道門。
You got in your cars.
我哋入咗我哋個車門。
Or you got in the bus.
或者我哋上咗巴士嗰道門。
You got out of the bus or the car.
我哋又出咗巴士道門。
And then when you came up in here, you walked through the doors.
當你入呢一座樓嗰時，你又入咗呢一道門。
Now I wasn't the first one to come here this morning.
今朝我唔係第一個離開門嘅。
But I did get here before 9 o'clock.
不過我係9點前就嚟到聚會啦。
And I didn't see anyone climbing up the walls, coming through the windows.
咁我嚟到嘅時候咧，就冇睇見有其他人喺門牆或者窗口爬入嚟嘅。And
I looked up at the roof, the ceiling.
我睇喺天花板或者喺樓頂。I
didn't see anyone climbing through a hole in the roof or through the light pane there.
我冇睇到有人想捐入嚟或者喺有窿或者喺光井嗰度爬入嚟。We
all used the door.
我哋都係喺用門進入嚟嘅。
We've all used the door at least four times this morning.
我哋今朝坐喺呢度已經用咗四道門啦。And
by the time you get home today,
當我哋今日翻屋企之前咧,
you will have used the door at least four more times.
我哋又會用多四道門。We
use the door so many more times than we think about sheep and shepherds.
所以當我哋用門嘅時候，我哋用個次數係好多次嘅。咁不過我哋又思想唔到關於羊或者牧人。
So from that standpoint, perhaps then, the next time we walk through the door, we can think about the door of the sheep.
或許因為我們有了這個印象，下一次我們經過門或者進出入門的時候，我們會想起羊和好牧人。
And this concept, this metaphor, this idea of our Lord is the door of the sheep would not be so far removed from us.
或者我們思想到這個問題的時候，我們又知道主稱自己為我是羊的門，就比較親切了。
For we know what a door is.
因為我們知道門的意思,
we know what it represents.
我們知道門代表什麼?
That is an entranceway.
門是可以讓我們進入的。
Not only physically, but metaphorically, as a figure of speech.
不是只是一道門是物質物體我們可以進入的，不過都用來做比喻的。
In John chapter 10 here, the Pharisees whom Jesus was addressing did not understand this figure of speech of sheep and shepherds and doors.
在約翰福音第十章這裏，主當同法利賽人講的時候，他們不明白這個是什麼意思，不明白到門這個物質或者這個比喻。
And so the Lord has to go on and explain more.
主又要繼續向他們解釋這個比喻。
We know the door is the way by which the sheep and the shepherd are able to enter and exit the sheepfold.
我們知道這道門就是羊和牧人可以進入或者出去。
And we also understand the implications of this. That the door is the way by which we have protection.
門我們進入去呢,就有保護。
And through that protection, then we are saved.
經過這個保護,我們就可以得救。
Just as the sheep are saved from the wild animals.
好像這裡所講述的羊是受到狼, 受到, 野獸的保護.
New International Version uses a slightly different translation, gate.
在另外一個翻譯本就用到一個閘.
And the word gate, even though it may not be quite as accurate of a translation as the word door, I think it still is worth talking about.
雖然這個翻譯,另外一個翻譯用一個閘, 雖然那個翻譯沒有門那麼準確, 不過都可以讓我們領會到這個意思。
Because the word gate provides us with some more thoughts or some more insight as to what a door is as well.
因為當我們用另外一個字,這個字閘呢, 我們就明白到門的意思或者包含所有什麼意思。
When we think of a gate, we usually think of a large entranceway.
當我們想到這個閘這個字呢, 就會想到一個比較寬大的入口。
Perhaps the gate to a large home or an estate.
或者這間是一間很大的豪宅, 那進去這間豪宅之前呢, 有一個鐵閘。
And then certainly in the Bible, when we think of gates, we cannot help but think of the gates of the city.
當然我們講到這個閘的時候, 我們就知道啟示錄那裡講到說在這個 天城那裡有這道門。
We may recall that there were many gates that the person of Nehemiah led the Israelites to rebuild.
或者當尼希米叫以色列人再重建城牆的時候, 我們知道那裡有12道牆。
And we may remember some of the names of those gates.
或者我們都記得那個城牆有12道門。
The sheep gate, the fish gate, the dung gate.
有羊門,或者有魚門,其他的門。
The water gate, the horse gate.
有水門,或者有馬門,或者糞門。
The gates were where the people gathered together.
有其他門,或者是所有以色列人相聚的地方。
They performed business there.
在那裡有買賣的生意。
They held markets there.
他們那裡有買賣。
And then the names of the gates took after the things that were sold at those gates.
當他們每一個門那裡所做的事都是那道門所名稱的。
We may also recall that after Nehemiah had led the people to rebuild the gate, the people gathered as one man at the gate.
當我們記得尼希米領所有以色列人去重建城牆, 他們就來到門前, 在這個閘那裡前面去,
And there at the water gate, they heard the reading of the law.
在水門的面前, 他們就讀律法書上所有的記載。
And there the people were moved.
那裡所有人都被感動。
And it was also at the gate of the city where Boaz redeem Ruth before the elders.
當我們用這個閘這個字呢,在英文字,在都是伯亞斯,在門城牆那裡,是去買屬路德的。
So we see that there's a lot of important events that happen at the gates of the city.
所以當我們思想到門或者在這個城牆那裡,外那裡都很多很重要的事情發生。
The gate was a very important place.
門在這個閘那裡都是一個很重要的地方。
Not only for the livelihood of the city, but then also for the security of the city.
不僅僅為了他們每一天經營的,都是為了保護城,就是這個閘,這個門。
The gates would be opened in the morning and they would be shut at nightfall.
在日出的時候,這個門就會打開。 到夜深的時候,這道門就會關閉。
And in this way, the residents of the city could be secure from strangers coming in at nighttime.
所以當所有住在城內的子民都是受到保護。
And because the gates were usually the weakest parts of the city walls, it was normally fortified with towers next to it.
所以當一個城市在有城牆保護呢, 其實這個門,這個閘呢, 是進入這個城最軟弱的一個攻擊點, 所以在旁邊就會有高台來保護這個進出的入口。
These towers would provide a vantage point for the soldiers to be able to defend the city and the gate.
所以會有兵丁在這些高台在門的旁邊來保護所有出入的。
So to possess the gate was to possess the city.
所以換言之,俗語都有說, 如果你可以守到這個門,就可以得到這個城市了。
So it was very important then to pay attention to the gate and the security of the gate.
所以呢,我們是要很留心,當保住這個門重要性。
We thank God that our Lord Jesus is the gate. He is the door.
我們感謝神,因為主自己就是那道門。
That He is the one who protects us.
祂是自己來保護我們的。
That He shields us from the enemy.
祂是為 保护我们受敌不可以攻击到我们。
Just as this door that is described in chapter 10.
就好像在第十章这里所讲给我们听的这一道门。
It was a shield, a barrier.
这道门就是我们可以的盾牌，就是保护我们。
It would help keep the thieves and the robbers, the wolves out.
可以保护这强盗和这贼和这狼不可以进入。
So recognize that it's not only the wall that provides the security, but it's this door that provides the security.
所以我们要认识，不仅只是城墙，这道门都是成为我们的保护。
It's the shepherd who stands guard at the door that provides his protection.
是这个好牧人站在这个门当中来保护我们。He's
the one who keeps all the outside harm from coming in.
是这一位好牧人站在门当中保护所有对我们有伤害的不可以进入。
It is vital that as we think about this imagery of the door of the sheep, that we recognize that the door is not a thing, but the door is a person.
所以当我们思想到这道门的时候，是很重要，我们不可以将这道门当为一个物质或者一样的东西，是一个人，是主自己。
When the sheep went out to pasture, out in the fields,
当羊要出去，去到食草的时候。
And in the afternoon when the sheep were tired and they needed to rest.
到中午的时候，羊又要得休息。
The shepherd would move them towards a sheep pen, a makeshift sheep pen.
好牧人就会将这羊群赶入去一个羊圈那里。
That would be comprised of, you know, branches and brush and maybe stone.
或者是可以移动的一个羊圈，是有些树枝，或者是石，或者其他可以帮羊可以遮到烈羊的。And
then there would only be one entranceway.
这个羊圈就一个入口而已。
And at that entranceway, the shepherd would rest or sleep.
在那个入口那里，那道门就是好牧人所会躺卧，所会休息的地方。
So nothing went in or out of that doorway without the shepherd's knowledge.
所以没有任何人或者任何东西可以入到这个圈那里，除非好牧人自己会知道。
The shepherd would oversee and guard the flock at that entranceway.
好牧人就在那道门那里来保护看顾所有的羊群。
And that is why the Lord says that if anyone enters through me, he shall be saved.
所以主就说，若人在我那里进入，就必得救。
And we know that he did say, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
所以主都说，我是道路、真理、生命。若不藉着我，就不可以到父那里去。
He is not only the door for our safety and security, but he is also the door to our Father God.
主不仅仅是那道门成为我们的保护、我们的安全，仍是那道门、那道路可以领我们到父的面前。
As I was reading and thinking about the door of the sheep, I cannot help but think of that phrase.
当我读到主话我是羊的门，我就想起其他嘅嘢。
It's a phrase used in the English. The buck stops with me.
另外呢个词语咧就系英文嘅词语，就话所有嘢都喺我呢度就会停止嘅。
The buck stops with me. I will take the responsibility.
英文这个讲法就是当事情临到我那里，就会在那里停止完结的。
I think this is the attitude of the door of the sheep.
所以我相信这个就是牧人在成为门那个态度。
Nothing goes in or out without my knowledge.
没有任何人或者任何东西可以进出这道门。 我是不知道的。
And whatever goes in and out, I will take responsibility for.
所有出入这道门的，我都会负责。
Our Lord, He is the final authority.
主自己就是最后那个权柄。
And nothing happens without His authority.
如果没有祂自己的允许，任何事情都不会发生。
And what He opens, no one will shut.
祂所打开的，就没有人可以关闭。
And what He shuts, no one will open.
祂所关闭的，就没有人可以打开。
And in this, then, we can find great comfort and security.
所以当我们知道祂是有所有的权柄，我们就可以有安息。
That even when trials and tribulations come our way, our Lord is overseeing all these matters.
或者我们临到所有的试探，或者我们有事情临到，我们都知道主是看管一切的。
For it's true that God causes all things to work together for good.
我们真的知道万事都是互相效力。
To those that love Him and to those who have been called according to His purpose.
是叫神, 爱神嘅人得到益处，就系按佢自己所旨意所召嘅人。
We don't have to doubt.
我哋唔需要怀疑。
We don't have to worry.
我哋唔需要有担忧。
Because God is the one who is at work.
因为神自己系喺万事上嘅作工。
He's at the door of our lives.
佢系喺我哋生命每一点嘅，佢系就系嗰道门。
And he sees every circumstance in our life.
佢好清楚所临到我哋嘅每一件事。
And he sees every worry that we have.
佢所知道我哋有每一样嘅担忧。
Even in those times when we feel that we are tempted.
虽然或者有时我哋系受到试探。
God is faithful.
主系信实嘅。
And he will not tempt us beyond what we are able.
佢唔会容许我哋所能受嘅，受到嘅试探系我哋所能受嘅。
But with temptation, he will provide a way of escape also.
不过我哋所受嘅试探，佢都会为我哋开一条出路。
Also that we will be able to endure.
我哋可以系忍受嘅。
So that we will be able to make it through.
咁我哋系可以凭住自己嘅恩典系经过嘅。
Because our Lord, He is the one who is faithful.
因为我们主自己祂本身是信实的。
And He will bring all things to pass that will need to come to pass.
祂是将所有事情都会带过去。
We thank God that He is such a wonderful door.
我们感谢神，我们主是一个这么美好的门。
But not only does He protect us,
祂不单只是保护我们。
But He provides us with His livelihood.
不过祂都是供应我们，为了我们的生命来供应我们。
Because as it says in verse 9,
在第九节,
that he is not only watching that which comes in, but also that which goes out and finds pasture.
我就是门, 不是进来的, 并且出入都得草吃。
You know, as sheep, we can't stay in the sheep pen all the time.
我们是羊群, 不过我们不可以永远都在这个圈的当中。
While it's a place of rest, it's also maybe not always that comfortable of a place.
虽然在羊圈那里可以得到休息安息，不过或者在那里是没那么舒服的。
I remember when I was young, I would weekly go by a sheepfold.
我记得当我年轻的时候，我都会经常经过一个羊圈的。
I'd have to ride my bicycle out in the valley where I lived.
当时我是住在比较在内在一个谷中，所以我都是踩单车会经过这个羊圈。
And every time I went by this sheepfold, I'd have to hold my breath.
每一次当我经过这个羊圈的时候，我都要没有透气。
It was not a very pleasant smell.
因为那里实在那个气味是很难受的。
And I remember one year, the boy who lived there invited me to a sleepover.
我记得有一年在那里住的朋友，他就邀请我可以在他那里过夜。
I thought, oh my, how am I going to manage this?
咁我就思想，如果我接受佢邀请，我点样顶到成晚
呢？ I remember when we were out playing, we'd have to be careful where we play. If you know what I mean.
当我喺佢个屋企嗰度玩嘅时候，喺草地玩，我都要小心，我哋喺边一忽嗰度玩。
We were always checking the bottom of our shoes.
我哋都要睇我哋嘅鞋底有冇踩到啲乜嘢。
It was not always a very pleasant place.
嗰度其实咧就唔系好干净嘅。
It's a place of rest for the sheep.
这羊呢就可以在那个地方得到安息。
But if they were to stay there the whole time, they would not be very healthy.
不过如果羊是永远都是住在个圈里面呢，就不会很健康的。
And so that is why they must go out.
所以羊呢就要出去个青草地。
They go out through that door to find pasture.
他们出入都是在那道门，出到去青草地可以找草吃。
How wonderful it is that the good shepherd leads his sheep out through that door.
真是美好，是好牧人领那些羊群出去青草地。
And it says in verse 10, the purpose behind that.
第十节那里讲到那这个目的。
That these sheep, they might have life, and they might have it abundantly.
就是好牧人来了，就是叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
This is what the Lord would have for us.
这个就是主所愿与我们所有人得到的。
This is what the good shepherd would have for his sheep.
这个就是好牧人愿意去羊所得到的。
That they might go through the door of the sheep and have and experience this life.
他们可以经过好牧人这一道门去经历到这个丰盛的生命。
But I know sometimes, maybe a lot of times, especially when we're young, we don't feel like we have much life.
我知道我们或者年轻的时候觉得我们的生命是没那么丰盛的。
We feel that the Christian life is a boring life. It's a restrictive life.
或者我们觉得作为基督徒，我们的生命是很沉闷或者很多规矩。
How come I can't go out and have fun with all my friends?
點解我唔可以同我其他嘅朋友一齊出去玩呢?
How come I can't join in and stay out late at night?
或者點解唔可以同啲朋友出夜街玩夜啲呢?
Now the Lord does these things for our protection.
不過主係為我哋自己得到保護而提醒我哋冇參與呢啲事情。
The door is really a gate to our freedom.
呢一道門其實就係我哋得到自由嘅一道門。
And I think there are so many of us who feel at times that the gate is locked up for us.
不過好多時我哋嘅錯誤嘅感覺就係當覺得呢道門呢個閘咧，其實係鎖起嚟唔俾我出去，冇自由嘅。
That is a locked gate that we're hemmed in so tightly.
呢道閘呢道門咧係鎖咗嘅，就係俾我冇自由，我唔可以有活動。
That there is no freedom, that there is no livelihood.
係冇一啲嘅自由，係冇可以有生活嘅範圍。
The Christian life is dull and boring.
喺呢個基督徒嘅生命其實係好煩躁，係好悶嘅。
We just spend so much time sitting around the circle and just talking about the Bible.
我哋淨係坐喺一個圈嗰度，喺度交通關於神嘅話語。
Now the Lord does this. It's for our protection.
主係有咁嘅安排，不過係為咗我哋嘅保護。
It is our covering when we are in the house of God, when we're in the body of Christ.
當我哋喺弟兄姊妹嘅當中，喺神嘅家嘅當中，我哋係互相可以有保護。
Because when we are in that sheepfold, when we are behind that gate,
當我哋喺個門內，我哋喺羊圈嘅裏面
，then there is protection.
我哋就得到保護。
But we recognize that there is a door.
不過我哋都知道呢個羊圈嗰度係有一道門出入嘅。
And that door leads us out to pasture.
可以俾我哋出去青草地。
The question that we really have to ask ourselves.
不過我哋應該認識問自己就係呢個問題。
Is not whether or not the door is locked.
唔係話呢道門係咪鎖咗我唔可以出去咧。
The door of our life is not locked.
喺我哋生命嗰道門咧唔係鎖起嘅。
It is actually very open.
係好敞開嘅。
The question that we need to ask ourselves is, which door are we going to go through?
我哋要問自己嘅就係我要選擇喺邊一道門出入。
Because there are many doors in life.
因為喺我哋嗰個生命嘅當中有好多道門，好多嘅選擇。
The Lord Jesus said to enter by the narrow gate.
主係提醒我哋，我哋要喺窄嘅門嗰度進入。
For the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction.
因為引入滅亡嗰道路嗰個門係寬嘅。
And many are those who find it.
好多人都會揾到一道門。
For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life.
不過係嗰個窄門嗰個窄路係會引我哋進入生命。
And few are those who find it.
不過係好少可以揾到呢道門。
Would we rather go through that broad gate?
我哋嘅選擇係乜嘢咧？我哋係選擇寬嗰道門咧？
Or the narrow gate.
是或者窄嗰道門。
Which one do we feel is more secure?
我哋覺得邊一道門係比較安全咧？
The broad gate may look glorious, wonderful, spectacular.
係睇到好榮耀、好吸引，我哋係想進入嗰道門。
But it is actually very weak.
不過其實嗰道門咧係好軟弱嘅。
It is easy for the enemy to beat down.
呢道門咧好容易俾仇敵可以係勝過嘅。
The narrow gate is the gate that has the strength.
不過係窄門先可以俾我哋有力量。
Not the weak gate, but the narrow gate.
呢道門咧係窄，不過唔係軟弱，係有能力嘅門。
We usually associate that which is narrow with that which is weak, but that is not the case.
當我哋思想到呢道門咁窄咁細小咧，我哋覺得好軟弱，係冇能力嘅。不過唔係咁，呢個唔係真實嘅。
The narrower the gate is, the easier it is to defend.
其實嗰道門咧越窄咧就越容易得去保護去抵擋。
The broader the gate, the easier it is for the enemies to break through.
如果嗰道門係比較寬咧，比較容易俾仇敵嚟攻破嘅。
So it is for our protection, whether for those who are trying to come in or whether it is for us to go out.
所以其實呢道門嘅窄咧係為咗我哋嘅保護，進又可以得到保護，出又可以得到保護。
Now the Lord gives us the freedom.
主係俾我哋有自由選擇嘅。
But not to do just whatever we want to do.
不過呢個自由唔係俾我哋任憑我哋自己嘅意思去做。
But to do that which He desired, which He willed for us.
不過佢係俾我哋有自由嘅選擇，希望我哋可以選擇佢自己為我哋所設嘅旨意。
He's given us the freedom to do that which He has created us to do.
佢俾我哋有完全嘅自由去選擇佢已經預先俾我哋得到嘅。
And until we do that, we are not really living.
如果我哋冇去选择神所预备俾我哋咧，我哋其实咧就冇进入到真正嘅生命。
Now we may think that going through that broad gate with all the glitz and glamour, with all the excitement, is real living.
或者我哋有错误嘅误解，就系话我哋如果走嗰个宽门，呢个先系一个精彩嘅生命，咁先可以系好多嘅。吸引我們的。
But that is not what God has created us for.
不過神創造我們不是為了這個。
He's created us for His purpose.
主創造我們是為了祂自己的目的，祂自己的旨意。
To do His will, to love His people.
去愛神，去做，去遵行祂自己的旨意。
To build up the church.
去建造教會。
And as narrow as that may sound.
雖然這道門好像很窄。
Now that is really what will only provide us with that satisfaction in the end.
不過當我們遵行神的旨意，我們先至得到那個真正的滿足。
For at the end of our lives, we will be judged based on how well we have accomplished that which has been given unto us.
因為當我們面對主的時候，我們就會按此來到受到審判，我們有沒有忠心主所托付給我們的。
Were we faithful to the purpose that the Lord has given unto us?
我們有沒有忠於所主所托付給我們那一份。
And we will find that it is through that narrow gate that we will find an abundant life.
我们就会发现就是经过那一道门，我们才可以进入那个丰盛的生命。
And through that broad gate, we will find that there is nothing but destruction.
不过如果我们是选择进入那个宽的门，我们就会引我们进入灭亡。
So as we think about the door of the sheep then, we need to remember that the door of the sheep is one who is a person.
所以当我们想到羊的门的时候，我们又要思想羊的门是讲述一位人，一个人。
And then actually we need to be conformed to the door of the sheep.
所以我们不仅只要思想是一位，不过我们又要模成这一位的形象。
That door may be small, it may be narrow.
虽然这道门好像是细小的或者是窄的。
We may be too tall to enter into it.
或者我们觉得我太高大，我不可以入到这个窄门。
We may be too wide to get through it.
或者我太横了，我入不到这道门。
But the Lord needs to conform us and change us, not only physically, even more so spiritually.
不過主呢就不僅只要無成我們，不僅只在屬靈上那裡是要無造我們成為祂自己的樣式。
Because He is the door.
因為祂自己就是那道門。
And all that goes in and out of the door He oversees.
所有進入或者出這一道門祂都是看顧的。
As such then we should embrace it.
所以我們就應該去很歡然的去接受祂所安排的。
And we should welcome it.
我們是很去樂意領受的。
We need not have any worry or any anxiety.
我們不需要有任何的擔憂或者顧慮。
Because the Lord is our door.
因為主自己就是我們那道門。
And He will make us, our hearts, our bodies, our beings, our souls, our spirits, to be like Him, to be like that door.
祂會無成我們整個人，我們的心，我們的心思，我們的意念，我們的靈，我們的魂，我們的體都無成祂自己就是那道門。
And we praise the Lord that as we read through this, we recognize that the Lord is not only a door of the sheep, but He is the good shepherd.
我們感謝主，當我們讀這一節的聖經，我們知道主自己不是只是那道門，祂亦是那個好牧人。
He is the one who leads us out.
祂是領我們出去的一位好牧人。
And we can go to green pastures.
我們可以去到青草地。
And we can have our fill and sustenance.
我们可以得到饱足，可以得到供应。
There's so much that we can say about the good shepherd.
我们可以谈述到好牧人很多的优点。
And our brother last week shared a gospel message about the good shepherd.
上个礼拜我们的弟兄都是交通道福音的时候，他讲到主是我们的好牧人。
This morning with our remaining time, I just want to focus on two matters in regards to the good shepherd.
今朝我们所剩下来的时间，我都是想讲关于好牧人的两点。
And the first one is that which is mentioned repeatedly in the second half of the text that we read this morning.
我们刚刚读的第一节到第十八节下半段那里讲到好几次关于好牧人的。
A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
这里讲到好牧人是为羊舍命。
That he's not a hireling who is out for his own gain.
因为好牧人不是雇工，是不雇羊群的。
That when the wolf comes, the hireling flees.
那个雇工只是雇自己的好处，当狼来了，他就逃跑。
The hireling flees because he's not concerned about the sheep.
雇工逃跑因为他不顾念羊群。
He's concerned more about his own welfare.
他只是关心自己的安全而已。
But the Lord, He's the good shepherd who lays down His life.
不过主就是那个好牧人, 他为羊舍命,
He's not concerned about His own welfare.
他不是只是顾念自己的益处,
He's more concerned about the sheep.
他是关心所有的羊.
Now, I think when most individuals who enter into the occupation of becoming a shepherd, they don't think about necessarily laying down their lives.
我想当一个, 人决定要做 牧人的时候, 他就未必想到说我要, 将自己的性命都摆上。
I'm sure they are prepared to fight and defend for their flock.
或者他们觉得我是要做个好牧人, 我要预备去抵挡, 个狼, 保护我的羊群。
And they know they might get hurt or they might even be killed.
或者他们因为, 去抵挡会受伤, 或者甚至是死亡。
You know, I cannot help but think of our brother who's the firefighter.
我就想起我们作, 救火员的弟兄。
You know, he must have somewhat the same attitude. He knows that his profession is a very dangerous one.
作为一个救火员,或者我们都知道这一行的事业是比较危险的。
And of course, his mission is not only to fight fires, but really is to save lives.
我们知道作为一个救火员,不只是去救火,都是需要去救命的。
And he knows one day that he may have to pay with his own life.
我们知道作为这个行业的,有一天,或者都需要我们殉职是摆上自己的生命的。
But the good shepherd here is a little bit different.
这里讲到好牧人呢,是比较有不同的。
Not only does a good shepherd know that he might have to pay with his own life.
好牧人知道,不仅止我要为羊舍命。
But this good shepherd is actually planning to pay for it with his own life.
不过这个好牧人预先已经知道,是利的目的就是要舍命。
There's a big difference between being willing to die and choosing to die.
对于去舍命呢,就有很大的分别,或者我们知道我很愿意去殉职是要舍命的,不过这个是我选择,就是这个我选择要去舍命是为羊的好处。
And that's what makes his good shepherd so precious.
所以我们见到好牧人这一点呢,我们又知道他是何等的宝贵。
That he is willing to die and that he's choosing to die.
他不仅只是愿意舍命,不过是选择去为羊舍命。
Four times in this passage, he says it over and over again.
在这几节,他四次的,是这样跟我们说,他是愿意舍命。
That he's laying down his life for his sheep.
他是为羊舍命。
It's not as if it's something that that might happen to him, but it is something that he plans to do, that he intends to do.
不是他或者因为保护羊要舍命,不过他来的目的就是已经愿意是舍命,是为羊舍命。
Our Lord said this over and over again here, in the Gospel of John and in the other Gospels as well.
在约翰福音这里,主, 提过几次,在其他的福音书,他都继续是这样提。
No, death wasn't just something that was going to happen to him.
死亡不是一样或者会临到他的身上。
It was always part of his plan.
不过死亡来舍命就是他本身来的旨意。
Our Lord always had his eyes set on Jerusalem and always had his eyes set on the cross.
主来的目的就是一直都是面向耶路撒冷,是面向各各他。
We know he had the power to have saved himself. He could have escaped.
我们知道主是全然有权柄去拯救自己,是不经过十字架。
Yeah, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, not my will, but thine will be done.
当他在客西马利园祈祷的时候,他都说,不是愿意我的旨意成就,不过父的旨意成就。
He was willing to let go.
他愿意是去舍命。
And when his captors came to get him,
当要来捉他的人来捉他的时候,
and Peter drew out his sword and cut off the ear of the high priest's servant.
当彼得去拿刀剑来劈了那个大祭司的仆人的耳仔,
he told Peter to put back his sword.
他就叫彼得, 主叫彼得收回他自己,
for, did he not know that he could appeal to his Father God and call on 12 legions of angels?
如果主愿意的话,他可以求父差遣12营天使。
But instead, he looked to fulfill Scripture.
不过他来的目的就是要成就神的旨意。
The plan had to be accomplished.
这个旨意就是为你,为舍命。
And so, it was at that time that he handed the hour and the power of darkness over to his captors.
就在这个时刻,他愿意放低他所有的权柄, 将自己交,他在来捉他人的手上,
this was something that was just happening to him. He wasn't just being caught up in his circumstances. There were many other times that the enemy could have taken him.
当主在世上行走的时候，都有好多次其他的仇敌是可以捉佢嘅。
But it was only this time, this hour, because our Lord was handing over the time and the power of darkness to them.
不过现在因为时候到了，所以主咧就愿意放低佢自己，将佢嘅权柄交喺捉佢嘅人嘅手中，将佢嘅
Even Pilate thought he had authority over Jesus.
当比拉多都觉得自己有权柄去定主嘅罪。
And when he was questioning Jesus, he said, "Don't you know that I have the authority to release you or to crucify you?"
比拉多向主说话，你岂不知我系有权柄可以放走你咧，或者去钉你十字架？
Jesus corrected him and told him that you only have authority because the authority has been given to you from on high.
当主就斥责他说，你是有这个权柄，就是因为这个权柄是从上头而来，是赐了给你的。Our
Lord, he laid down his life on his own initiative.
我们主耶稣自己是为他自己的命舍命，是放低他自己的生命。He
chose to die.
是他自己选择去舍命。And
he was able to let go of his life because of the love that he had for his Father and the love that he had for us.
他愿意为我，因爱我们的缘故，因爱父神的缘故，去舍去他自己的生命。
He completely gave of himself. He emptied himself.
他完全交出他自己，去倒空他自己。
And Christ loved us and gave himself up for us.
基督爱教会，爱我们，而为我们舍命。
Also that we could experience and enjoy the fullness of his life.
好让我们可以去经历到他那个生命，那个丰盛的生命。
He shared his life with us so that his joy may be made in us and it may be made full and complete.
他将他自己的生命赐给我们，那我们的喜乐就可以得到满足，我们就可以得到得以完全。
We remember what the writer in the Hebrews said.
我们知道在希伯来书的作者是这样讲。
That we are to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
我们要转眼仰望耶稣，就是为我们信心创始成终那一位。
Who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
他就是为他摆在面前的喜乐，就又全心忍耐奔那摆在他前头的路程。
It was for the joy that was set before him.
因那摆在面前的喜乐。
Have we ever considered this, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有思想这个这一点呢？
That it was a joy for the Lord to die for us.
就是因为主为我们舍命，他都是以这一舍命为喜乐。
And it is with this hope that allow him to be able to endure.
就是因为这个喜乐摆在他面前，他就可以忍受羞辱。
Even to despise the shame.
轻看这个羞辱，去忍受十字架的苦难。
Our Lord was willing.
我们的主是这么愿意的。
You might even say he was eager.
他是很乐意这样做。
He was ready to die.
他是已经预备好为我们舍命。
He wanted to die.
他是愿意为我们舍命。
He embraced it.
他是很欢迎的去接受父给他的差遣。
So that we could embrace his life and his joy.
好让我们可以接受他自己的生命，可以得我们的喜乐满足。
How rich and how precious is our Lord's salvation for us?
何等的丰满，何等的恩典。
How deep is his love for us?
Now
we praise the Lord that not only did he die for us, but that he also rose for us. This joy that he would have for us, this abundant life that he gives to us, would be only of limited temporal value if he had not risen from the dead. We would still be like sheep without a shepherd. But this joy and this life that we have are eternal because our Lord, he laid down his life for us and he picked it up again. Because he is the Alpha and he's the Omega. He's the first and the last.
他是首先的，他是末后的。
And he is living evermore.
他是永远活着的。
He's the one who has the keys of death and of Hades.
他是拥有生命的钥匙和阴间的权势。
And so he was able to pick up his own life.
所以他舍去自己的生命，他又有权再夺回来。
And as such, then he's no longer just the good shepherd.
所以他不单止是我们的好牧人,
but he's the great shepherd.
他是我们的大牧人,
who was brought up from death.
他是从死里复活,
and has established an eternal covenant with us through his blood.
他又以自己的血与我们立了那永远的约,
he's also known as the chief shepherd.
他是,
who will one day appear before us
and
reward us according to our deeds. So the second matter I want to share in regards to the Good Shepherd is that the Good Shepherd knows his own, and his own know him. Back in verse 3, we see that he calls his own sheep by name.
第三章我们知道他是按着名字叫自己的羊,
they follow him because they know his voice.
羊是跟牧人因为认识他的声音,
now, sheep are not known as very intelligent animals.
羊呢,我们就知道不是一个很蠢钝的动物,
but apparently they have good hearing.
不过羊呢,似乎是可以听得很清楚,
they follow their shepherd because they recognize his voice.
羊是可以认得出牧人的声音而跟随.
Now, when the shepherd would come back out from the pasture and back into the village,
当好牧人在青草地回到去他的家那时,
I understand that many flocks would stay in the same sheep pen, the same sheepfold.
据我所认识,很多羊群都去自己的羊圈,
and the shepherd would be able to come back and visit his family and rest at home.
牧人回到自己的家,可以见自己的家人在他的家中来休息,
and then in the morning, he would wake up and he would call his sheep.
当他清晨起身的时候,就会按名字叫他的羊,
and the sheep that were his would recognize his voice and come to him.
当属于他的羊,就会认得牧人的声音而来到牧人的面前.
If the voice that the sheep heard was not their shepherd, they would not come.
如果羊所听到的声音不是牧人的声音,就不会来.
And so in this way, then the shepherd would be able to gather all his sheep together.
是这样,牧人一叫的时候,就可以将他所有的羊群来召集,
and then he would be able to lead them out to pasture.
带他们出去青草地,
just as in the song that we sang this morning.
好像我们之前唱过首诗歌,
is the shepherd that leads us.
是好牧人带领我们,
and he's the one who leads us all the way.
他是一生,引领我们.
He does not lead us by compulsion. He does not drive us by force.
他不是用他自己的, 强暴来带领我们.
Sheep are the type of animal that need to be led.
羊呢,是一个需要受引领的动物来的,
and they can be led.
他们是可以很愿意跟随的.
They're not like cattle that are driven.
羊呢,就不像牛群,牛群呢,就要去用暴力去赶他们的.
I remember many years ago when I was driving through the state of Nevada, way out in the desert.
我记得好几年前我在Nevada州就在, 这个山在一片大地那里是驾车经过的,
we came across a herd of sheep,
我们经过一群,
a flock of sheep,
我们经过一大群的羊群,
and there at the very front was a man on a horse leading the sheep, just taking his time, walking very slowly.
我们见到羊群前面呢,就有一个人骑在马上的, 慢慢地带羊, 引领他们向前走,
and behind him were thousands of sheep.
在这个牧人的后面有成千几千只羊.
We drove for another minute.
当我们走到继续在这个大地那里走到前面,
we were down the road another mile and we got out.
当我们继续驾车成几英里后面出车的时候,
because it was such a sight to behold,
我们见到在我们前面的奇景,
and we waited a little bit,
我们就慢慢,
it wasn't too long by the time we got to the end,
我们很快就去到这个图画的当中,
and then we saw the sheep at the very end,
我们就看见这成千几千只羊的后边,
they were all going just like in the front, taking their time,
他们就好像牧人一样慢慢地向前走,
being led by that one horseman,
就是跟着这个骑在马的人.
Sure, there were still some horsemen in the back,
当然在羊群后面还有几个骑马的人,
just to watch over to make sure that there were none that were straying,
就去看看有没有其他的羊是没有跟得上的.
But none of them were prodding the sheep along with sticks or whips.
不过这几个人就不需要拿棍或者拿鞭去赶这些羊,
The sheep are able to hear the voice of their shepherd.
羊群又可以聽到佢牧人嘅聲音而跟隨。
And as such, then they can be led.
咁佢哋就可以因為牧人嘅聲音而跟隨。
I think this highlights the importance of being able to hear our shepherd.
所以咧呢個圖畫咧就俾我哋認識到，我哋真係要好清楚認出我哋牧人嘅聲音。
That we don't just physically hear with our ears.
我哋唔單止用我哋呢個身體上嘅耳朵去聽。
And the hearing may become that which is obeying.
不過呢個聽嘅意思咧，就係我哋要跟從。
Now faith does not come by seeing.
因為我哋信心唔係因為我哋看見而嚟嘅。
As it says in Romans 10, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ.
所以喺羅馬書第十章嗰度講到。信心是以聽道來的，聽道呢就是以神的話來的。
I recall the man who was born blind from birth.
我記得在福音書記載那裡說，這個出生以來都是瞎眼的人。
In John chapter 9,
在約翰福音第九節，
Jesus healed him.
主耶穌醫治了這個盲人。
And he was thrown out of the temple.
他們就將他在聖殿那裡趕出去。
By the leaders, by the Pharisees.
就是法利賽人那些管理會堂的就趕他出去。
And it is these Pharisees that the Lord is addressing in chapter 10.
所以呢就在第十章呢主就向這一班法利賽人來對話了。
And we come to recognize, if we were to study chapter 9 again, we see that the blind man, he came to believe through hearing.
所以當我們再重讀第九章的時候，我們就知道這個瞎眼的人是因為聽見主的聲音而來信主的。
Yes, sure, his eyesight was restored.
這個瞎眼的人當然他的眼是被醫治了。
And when his eyesight was restored, he believed.
當他的眼被醫治的時候他就相信主。
But if he had not heard first the Lord's command to go and wash.
不過他是首先就聽到主的聲音是吩咐他去將自己的眼洗的。
If he had not obeyed the Lord's command.
如果他不是因為聽見主的聲音的吩咐而去順從的，
then there never would have been the seeing.
那他的得看見呢就不會發生。
And the believing.
之後就不會相信。
This is how we know we have come to know him.
所以我們是因此知道我們怎樣來認識
主的。 That we keep his commandments.
那我們是因為我們是遵守他的吩咐他的命令。
For the Lord says, if you love me, keep my commandments.
因为主是这样吩咐我们，如果我们是爱他的，我们就会遵守他的命令。
We need to hear and we need to obey.
我们要听见，我们要听从去顺从他的吩咐。
This picture here that we also have read reveals to us how much the Good Shepherd knows each one of us.
我们当读这一经文，我们都知道好牧人是怎样亲切地认识他的羊。
That he is a personal God.
他是我们个人的神。
That he calls out each one of us by name.
他是按名字来叫我们每一个人。
That he knew us from the time that we were born, that we were conceived in the womb.
当我们在母胎中的形成的时候，他已经认识我们了。
And he knows all the tiniest details that there is to know about us.
他是很完完全全的每一点每一滴都好清楚地认识我哋。
He knows all of our likes and dislikes, all of our preferences, all of our interests.
佢知道我哋所有嘅喜好，我哋所有所有中意嘅每一点，佢都好清楚。
And he cares for us and rescues us, even if we're the only one out of 100 sheep that were to go astray.
如果我哋系一百只羊当中唯一一只去走迷路嘅。或者是需要看顾的，他都会来拯救我们。
We read in verse 15 something that is very precious.
第十五节是很宝贝的。
He compares our relationship to him as the same relationship between him and his father.
他就用他与父的关系来形容他与我们的关系。
When we think about the Father God and Jesus the Son,
当我们想起父神和子的关系，
we recognize that there was this great intimacy between them.
我们知道父与子那个亲切合一的关系。
That they were in tune with one another.
他们是何等的认识对方。
That they had the same heart, they had the same mind.
他们是有同一合一到是有同一个心思一个意念。
They had the same plan, the same purpose.
他们的旨意他们的目的是一致的。
And that when mankind fell away,
当人是堕落的时候，
our Lord was going to have to pay the price.
我们的主是要为我们付上那个沉重的代价。
In spite of all the difficulty that would lay ahead of him,
虽然在他面前有很多的苦难,
the Son was still willing to be obedient to the Father.
子仍然是愿意遵行父的旨意。
And as such then, he was willing to give up all his authority to his Father.
主愿意交出所有的权柄在父的手中。
He knew his Father.
他知道父所要的,
he trusted his Father.
他信靠父神。
This was the tightness of the relationship that the Lord had, that the Lord Jesus had with his Father.
这个就是子和父所有这么紧密的关系。
And this is the type of the relationship that the Lord would want us to have as well between him and us.
主仍愿意我们和他有同样这么密切合一的关系。
I think if we remember the prayer that the Lord offered up before he was betrayed,
我们记得主他 被卖之前的祷告,
we can feel the compassion, the intimacy that he would have for his people.
我们知道主对他属于他的人那个关怀那个爱情。
From the Gospel of John chapter 17, our Lord prayed that in verse 21, that they may all be one, even as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that thou didst send me.
约翰福音第十七章第二十一节，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
And the glory which thou hast given me, I have given to them that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them and thou in me, that they may be perfected in unity, that the world may know that thou didst send me and didst love them even as thou dost love me. Father, I desire that they also whom thou hast given me be with me. Verse
24. 因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我。
We are to be made one, just like the Father and the Son are one.
我们要成为一，正如父与子是合而为一。
Not only one with one another, but one in Christ.
我们不仅是彼此联络，不过是在基督里面是成为一。
And one perfected in unity.
我们是在他自己的合一里面来成得完全。
That where he is, we will be also.
他在哪里，我们也在哪里。
What a comforting thought.
这个是何等给我们有一个安慰。
What a good shepherd we have.
我们真的有何等的好牧人。
It is almost incomprehensible.
我们真的不可以思想得透。
To think that we could have this type of relationship with our Lord.
我们和我们的主可以有如此紧密合一的关系。
Just as he had with his Father.
正如他和父神有的关系。
We thank God that we have been called into his flock.
我们感谢神，他将我们带入他自己的羊圈。
Especially we who are Gentiles.
尤其是我们是 法外人。
Because we are that sheep that is described in verse 16. We are that other sheep that are not of this fold.
因为在 第十章第十六节那里，我们是外邦人，我们他有两群羊。
But the Lord brings us in also.
不过主仍带我们入去他的羊圈。
We will hear his voice.
我会听到他自己的声音。
And we will together become one flock, one
shepherd.
Praise the Lord that he gathers us together.
我们感谢赞美主,
under his guide and under his authority.
在他自己的引领,
and may we learn to substantiate our knowledge of the good shepherd through hearing and through obeying his word.
愿意我们听见顺从他自己的话语, 而将这个好牧人成为我们生命中的实际。
Because he is the good shepherd who laid down his life for us.
因为他是我们那位好牧人为我们舍命。
So that we might be saved.
使我们可以必然得救。
And may we learn to hand over the keys of our heart.
我们可以学习将我们心中所有的锁匙都交托在他手中。
To him who is the door of the sheep.
因为他是羊门。
The one who watches our comings and goings.
他是那位看顾我们所有的出入。
The one who leads us out into green pastures. The one who gives us abundant life.
Now
let's close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you love us.
父神，我们何等的感谢赞美你，因为你爱我们。
It really goes beyond what we can comprehend.
真是超过我们所求所想的。
The salvation that you have secured for us.
你所为我们预备的这个救恩。
And we thank you that you have prepared it for us.
That
we may be able to have this new living way. That we no longer need to be mired in our sins. But that you give us that life abundant. And we ask that this morning you would speak to our hearts. That we not only hear, but we learn to obey. That we could follow you all the days of our life. And may you be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.